Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. I'm sorry, I said Victorious Living, but it is a victorious day. But this is God's Favorite Ministries. Yes, God's Favorite Ministries. Pastor Vivian George. Yes, 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 yes. Pastor George is not with us, but she is with us in spirit. Yes, yes. This is yours truly, Minister Janice, and I am blessed and highly favored. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What about you? What about you? Yes, again, welcome to God's Favorite Ministries. Yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for just having you with us. Mm-hmm. We serve an awesome God. An awesome God. Yes, heaven, his angels bow before him, and heaven and earth, they adore him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yes, yes, yes. We just bless him today. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank him for just allowing us to come together and be able to just fellowship, just come together and worship in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, what an awesome God. What an awesome God. Mm-hmm. What an awesome God. We just thank him and we give him praise. Yes, we give him praise. We exalt him this day. Yes, we exalt him this day. And we thank him. We thank him for you. And we thank him for you. We just give him all praise and honor belongs to our God. Yeah, yeah. We thank him. We are truly blessed. Yes, 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 yes. Do we have a Sister Benita? Sister Peggy? Okay, we were looking for Sister Peggy. We just want to say we thank God for you being with us. And we know that we always start off with prayer and concerns. Yes, we exalt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, so we just want to start out with our prayer. As we begin to pray, we ask that you speak a word, or call out a name with us. Hallelujah. Call out a name. Someone that is going through a situation and you know them. You know them by name. Call their name out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, Master. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have an opportunity, oh God, that we can come together and fellowship, oh God. That we can come together and learn more about you, oh God. That we can come together and put your word in our hearts, oh God. Yeah, that we can draw closer to you, oh God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to lift up, we lift up our Congress right now. We lift up the Congress, oh God, in this United States. We lift them up, oh God. Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that we have leaders, oh God. Grant us leaders, oh God, who would rise up and have our country at heart, oh God. Rise up and be concerned about the people in this country, oh God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you, Master. We need you every second, every minute, every hour, every day, through the weeks, through the months. We need you, oh God. Oh God, and we're just calling on you right now. We're calling on you for mercy, God. Yes, we call it on you for mercy, oh God. We need mercy. Mercy will suit the case this day. Oh, yes. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you all praise. We give you all honor. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. Yeah. The holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. We know that some of us are dealing with sickness in our bodies, oh, God. Sickness, oh, God. Some of us Our minds, oh God, we're not thinking clearly. We're not thinking right. Oh, Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch, oh, God. Touch in a mighty way, oh, God. Oh, we lay before you, oh, God. We lay before your altar right now, oh, God. And we ask that you touch, oh, God. That you just breathe on us, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Breathe on us, Lord. Oh, God, we know that just a touch from you, oh, God, just one touch, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that you have healing at the hem of your garments. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God. Look upon the wayward children, God. Those who don't want to take heed to the parents, don't want to listen to the teachers. God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to show them, oh God, that they don't have to have that attitude, that they could drop that attitude, they could let it go. They don't have to be the bully. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon the mates, God, look upon the husbands and the wives, God. Oh, God, let them rise up and be heads of a family together. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. Master, we're going to consider it done in Jesus' holy name. We know that you hear us, oh God, when we call your name. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for what you have already done. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank him. Thank him. Yeah, we thank him. We thank him for his many blessings that he has showered upon us. Oh, hallelujah. We thank him. Yeah, we thank him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Where would we be? I know I would be lost. Lost. On a road to destruction. With no God on my side. Hallelujah. No God on my side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just thank God for you again, for this day, for this opportunity. Yeah, that he has given us, that we can come together and learn more about him and what he requires of us. Because God requires that we do something. It's not that we get saved, we go to church every Sunday, and we go home and that's it. No, it's a little more than that. Yeah, we're supposed to be a light shining in a dark place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. And we want to learn how to shine. And he'll teach us how to shine. Yeah, glory to God. You know, our word today is defeated foe. Yeah. Many of us walk around and we act like we are defeated. We live in a world where we look defeated. Yeah. And many of us begin to talk like we are defeated. And so our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was saying to me, he put it in my spirit, the defeated foe. And I had to go look that up because I never even comprehended that. I never even thought of defeat. I have lived in a home growing up as a child where we have always been girls and now women who were aggressive, and we always achieved certain things. We set goals and it was done. So the word defeat was not in my vocabulary. Are you with me? It was not something that I used. Yeah. So I had to go look up defeat. Defeated foe. Who is the defeated foe? That is the question today. Who is that? Who is the defeated foe? Defeat means to win, have a victory over someone in a battle.
Yeah. Or a contest. To overcome or to beat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to be defeated means you lost. You were threshed. You were it was a conquest, and you were slaughtered, and you were beaten down. You were rejected. You were ruined. You were licked. You were collapsed, and you were hiding. Yeah. Yeah. This is some of the nouns that we see when we use the word defeat. Mm-hmm. There are many situations where we feel defeated. Just to name a few, sometimes we feel defeated when we have to deal with our children. Hello. I know somebody's out there that can say amen. Sometimes we feel defeated in our marriage. Yeah. Sometimes we can feel defeated dealing with our siblings and our families. Sometimes we feel defeated on our jobs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can feel overly defeated in the church. Come on now, say amen. Or even in our own neighborhoods, we can feel defeated. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Sick, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're overwhelmed, yes, yeah. We're trodden on, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're cast down. Look at that, cast down many times. We on the low. What they say, on the low. We on the low. Yeah. We walking many times and we looking back and never looking forward. Oh, you're listening to me. Turn with me to Luke chapter 13, and we're going to start at verse 10. Glory to God. We know that God, he's an able God. Mm-hmm. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And that's a promise that we have to hold on to. He promised that. Mm-hmm. It says here in Luke 13, it says, one Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. Are you listening? Yeah. Evil spirits. Mm-hmm. She had been bent doubled for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. Now just kind of imagine that. She was bent over. Yeah, she was bent. Instead of standing straight, she was going down. So she was going down. Yeah, come on, think about it. Have you ever seen someone sick to this degree? Or have you ever been that person that was in this state? Yeah. Well, this evil spirit had came in and it had engulfed you and it had taken over, yeah, your countenance. Yes. You know, many times we look at the countenance of someone, their facial expression, and it tells us a lot. Yeah. Yeah. But here we see the outer appearance on this particular woman shows that there is a spirit that's present. Mm-hmm. And certainly in this situation, you can feel hopeless. Yeah. You can feel alone. Mm-hmm. Feel like no one cares. Glory to God. But are you the defeated foe? Are you the defeated foe? This is what we're talking about today. A defeated foe. In verse 12, it says, when Jesus saw her, he called her. He called her over and he said, woman, you are healed of your sickness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Jesus, huh? Look at Jesus. Verse 13 says, then he touched her and instantly, not next week, instantly, she could stand straight. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And she praised and gave thanks to God. Hallelujah. That's something to thank God about. That's something to praise God about. Nobody should have to come and pump you up or try to get you to praise God after he healed your body. Come on. Yeah. Look at that. Mm. Yeah. when you're in a situation, when you're under an attack from the enemy, never stop praying and calling on God. Never, never, never stop. He's a God that hears you. He'll be there. Don't you have to, you don't have to worry. He's coming. He hears you. He hears us when we call him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God. Sometimes he may not move as quickly, but a delay is not a no. It's never a no. It could be just a delay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trust and believe, hallelujah, that victory is yours. Because you're in Christ Jesus. You're in the foe. You're with him. So you are not the defeated foe. Hallelujah. You're not a defeated foe. Mm-hmm. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, and that's chapter 1. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to verse 3. Glory to God. Certainly, we have all been in situations where we felt that we were all alone. The enemy knows how to come and cause us to be on a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind, and it captures our minds and make us feel that we can't land. We're not on solid ground. Anybody with me with this? Yeah, you don't feel like you're on solid ground. But I want to let you know today, you are not a defeated foe. You're not defeated. Walking with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, no, you're not defeated. Verse 3 says, all praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? He comforts us. And here we see in this is in 2 Corinthians. This is Paul. And this is Paul and Timothy. Yeah. And they're talking to the church of Corinth. Yeah. They come in here and they're encouraging the church. Yeah. Because, again, we have a tendency of feeling and looking like we are defeated foes. We look like that. Yeah, the enemy can come many times and beat us down. We're beaten down. We walk out. But I want to let you know today, hold your head up. Hold your head up, my sister. Hold your head up, my brother. Glory to God. Know whose side you're on. Yeah. Make sure you're on the winning team. Make sure you're on the winning team. Glory to God. Verse 4 says, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. Listen to that. When others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Did you hear me when I first started? I said, if you think that you're just saved just to be saved, or you think you just go to church just to go to church, here is the answer to that right here. Right here. Mark that. You could bookmark it. Yeah. Look at what it says. Highlight it. It says, when others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. Glory to God. Look at that. He's an able God. Mm-hmm. We serve an able God. Hallelujah. Verse 5, and it says, you can be sure that the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 6, and it says, when we are weighed down, I just said that, weighed down many times, weighed down with troubles, it is for your benefit and salvation. For when God comforts us, it is so that we in turn can be an encouragement to you. Now this is Paul and this is Timothy, and they're talking to the church and they're letting the church know what I said. When trouble comes, don't just throw up both all your hands and just say, "Ah, this didn't happen to me. Oh God, why?" No. First of all, we go to God in prayer. That's the main thing. The main thing is we stay connected. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected. Hallelujah. Yeah. And know that God, He gonna see you through. And that through whatever it is that you're going through, you're going to be able to encourage another sister or another brother. Or sometimes some young people, some teens. Yeah, you'll be able to encourage them of how God has brought you through. This is considered a testimony. Oh, I can remember when growing up, that's what church used to start out with, a testimony. Testimony, period. Sisters and brothers would get up and they would give a testimony. And it would bless you. It would bless you just to hear what our Lord and Savior has done. Yeah. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Verse 7 says, "We are confident that as you share in suffering, you will also share God's comfort." Yeah. So when you're going through, and we know that when we go through, it don't feel good. It don't feel good. But while you're in that, know that you're not in there by yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, this is Paul and this is Timothy. And they're talking to those at the church of Corinth. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Turn with me to, let's see here. Just stay with me here. Turn with me to 1 Kings. Yes. As 1 Kings, that's in the Old Testament, chapter 19 is where we're going to start, and we're going to do these, let's see, look like 5 verses we'll do. And this is this leader here. You know, leaders are not exempt. Let me just say that. Leaders are not exempt from trials and tribulations. Leaders are people too. Leaders have feelings just like everyone else. They have emotions. They can cry. They get upset. They get short-tempered. Yeah, a leader don't always feel good. He don't always have a good day. He's human, just like all of us. That's why it's so important for all of us to love one another and to be praying for each other. Yeah. And this particular passage here in 1 Kings, the leader here is the prophet Elisha. And I want you to stay with me with this because, remember, we are not the defeated foe. No matter what it looked like, we are not defeated. Elijah was afraid. Listen to this. The prophet, he was afraid. Verse 3, and he flew, he ran for his life. He was running, in this particular verse, he was running from Jezebel. Yeah, it says he went to Bathsheba, a town in Judea, and he left his servant there. So many times when, you know, they all had servants that always was with them who carried their goods and whatever stock or whatever they had. Well, in this particular verse here, we see that Elijah wanted to be alone. He didn't want to have nobody around him. They said he left his servants there, right there. Okay? Verse 4 tells us, then he went on alone. You know that sometimes you want to be alone. Yeah, because you have become so overwhelmed. Yeah, sometimes you need to cry. Sometimes you need to get that out. Sometimes you need to get somewhere where you could think clear. Sometimes you need to be in a quiet place. Yeah, yeah. It all depends on the situation. It says here, then he went on alone unto the desert, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. Are you listening to me? Overwhelmed? Overwhelmed. Depressed? Huh?
Anxiety?
Yeah. Anger towards God? Listen at this. He prayed that he would die. He was ready to die right now. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Now let's really look at Elijah. He is a prophet of God. Yeah, he's a man of God. Mm-hmm. But he's also very, very human. This is what I want you to understand. He has feelings just like we do. He gets frustrated just like we do. Yeah. I know for myself, I tell my Sunday school class, I'll say, you know, in school the kids have a timeout. It's a timeout. You know, timeout is when you go sit in a chair. You go timeout, you away from everybody else. You time out. Well, I tell them that I time out. And they listen to me. They say, why is she time out? How do I time out? My time out could be a nice hot shower. My time out could be a nice soak. Or my time out could be just to go somewhere and sit and be quiet. We all need time out, okay? So we see here that Elijah was very frustrated. He was overwhelmed. Verse 5 says, then he laid down and slept under the tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him to get up and to eat. Yes. Uh-huh. In our despair, many times in the despair that we are in, God will not leave us. He says he never leaves us, nor will he forsake us. And he is not a God that he would lie. Glory to God. So here we see God also knows that we need to eat the proper diet. Yeah, we need to have the proper diet. Yeah, and being overwhelmed is one of the emotions that we all have. We all can get overwhelmed. Things can come at us so quickly and quickly and quickly. Yeah, just one after another, one after another. Something's happening. Yeah. But, oh, know that God is with you. Know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with you. You are not a defeated foe. You are not defeated. Yeah, no matter what it looked like. No matter what Satan comes and attack your mind and make you feel and think that you are defeated, you're not. Glory to God. You know, there come a time in life that you got to talk to yourself. And then after you talk to yourself, then you got to talk to that devil. Let him know, hey, I am a child of God. God is with me. Yeah, I am not a defeated foe. Yeah, glory to God. Yeah, I want you to know that leaders are not exempt. And we have another leader here that we want to talk about. The next leader we have is, and we're in, let's see. Let me get our books together. And we have another leader. And this is Jeremiah chapter 1. That's Jeremiah chapter, let me see. Jeremiah chapter 1. Mm-hmm. And we see here that Jeremiah, he was called the weeping prophet. Now, when we say weeping prophet, I, you know, as growing up, you always heard weeping. So he was always crying. So, wow, I didn't know Jeremiah was very young. He was called the weeping prophet, and he wept because seeing the people, seeing what was going on, a lot of times we become overwhelmed. Certainly many of us who see family members that we have talked to and tried to get to go in the right direction, and they constantly are falling or they deteriorate, and we see this. It hurts us. It pricks our heart to see this. Yes, it does. Right. And so here we see that in Jeremiah chapter 1, and we're going to go with verse 4, it says that the word of the Lord came to me. Mm-hmm. to me is Jeremiah. And it says in verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Listen to that. And before you were born, I set you apart. Glory to God. I appointed you. Mm-hmm. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Wow. 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 He appointed him. And he said, he said when he was in his mother's womb. Now that's showing you the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Look at that. It's showing you how God can reach us even when we are so young and we are so innocent and we're not even thinking about our future. But he alone is thinking about our future. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you. Glory to God. He said, I appointed you to be a prophet of the nations. Mm-hmm. Verse 6, he says, Sovereign Lord. This is what Jeremiah is going to say back. This is his answer. I do not know how to speak. He said, I am only a child. Look at that. He says, I'm only a child. How can I do that? How can I do it? Look at that. How many times God has come to us? How many times God has come to us and given us an assignment? Huh? He gives us something he needs us to do. And we're quick to call ourselves reminding God, oh, God, but I don't have a degree. Oh, God, I don't know how to speak in front of people. Like, oh, God, I don't know how to start. We always have excuses and excuses and excuses. Yeah, because what happens is we can't see our potential. We have no idea about the potential that God has in place for us. Yeah. God looks at the heart. Yeah. God looks at our destiny. Are you listening to me? Yeah. God knew who you were when you were in the womb. Look at that. So he knows your capabilities. He knows what you can withstand. Hallelujah. Mm. Yeah. We always can find some kind of criticism. We always criticize ourselves. But for whatever reason, we always criticize ourselves. We always say what we're not capable of doing. Yeah. But God knows. Even through all the doubt and anxieties that we take ourselves through, God can look at our heart and he will know where we are going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's that kind of God. Oh, yeah. He's that kind of God. And he loves us just that much. Are you with me? Yeah. He loves us. Yeah. Unconditionally. Unconditionally. And in spite of all of that, he loves us. And he's going to look past that. He's going to find that need that we really have. Glory to God. Look at verse 7. And it says, but the Lord said to Jeremiah, look at this. Do not say I am only a child. Hallelujah. Don't say it. Stop it. Everyone I send you to, and say whatever I command you. Glory to God. See, God is showing him right here. Don't say that. Stop speaking those negative words. Stop thinking those negative thoughts. You're not a defeated fool. Are you listening to me? You're not defeated. Yeah. The enemy will make you think you're defeated, but I want you to know you are not defeated. By no way are you defeated. No way. Glory to God. God is able. Huh. He's an able God. Yeah. He's an able God. Glory to God. Who can see past? He can see past our circumstances. He can see past our faults. He can look past. Yeah. where we say we shouldn't be. He know that is exactly where we're going. Hallelujah.
He's that kind of God.
Yeah. Yeah. He made us. We're in his image. Remember that. We're in his image and we're in his likeness. Yeah. So we're going to be doing the things that God commands us to do. Yeah. Why? Because we are the children of the Most High. We're the children of the Most High God. And we're able. Yeah. We're able. Yeah. We're able. That's what Jeremiah. Jeremiah said that. I'm sorry, Jeremiah. Yeah, well, Jeremiah was able to, he was able to bring the wall down. Come on now. Jeremiah, at the age of 12, when he first accepted his task, he started off kind of rough, but God had to put him in place. God had to shape him up. God had to come and mold him and let him know, you're not a defeated fool. I chose you. You didn't choose me, Jeremiah. And I'm going to prune you. I'm going to create in you, Jeremiah. Yeah, I'm going to do the creating. I'm going to shape you. Yeah. So we're not living in a defeated fool. We're not living like that. Glory to God. We don't have that uncertainty. We don't have all that doubt. Yeah. Yeah, we trust in God. We are trusting God because God says that we are able, and he's saying that we can do it. Glory to God. Yeah, our next lesson of a leader. This is what I want you to see, leaders. Yeah. Yeah, because leaders have this struggle too. A lot of times people think that just because you're a leader, oh, you're just great. You can do that. Leaders have situations. Leaders go through what he went through, being upset, being depressed, being overwhelmed. Yeah. And look at Jeremiah, what he's saying. He's feeling so uncertain about himself. He has doubt about himself at the age of 12. He's saying he cannot do this because he's only a child. And we see that God is having to tell him to stop. Stop saying that. So that goes to some of us today, too. Because some of us, we are so quick to say what we can't, what we shouldn't, that's not going to happen. We can't do this. I can't. When I grew up, can't was not in our vocabulary. My mother told us, we'll use can't. Because we have the ability to try it. We have the ability and we will. We have the ability through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we can. Glory to God. I want you to turn with me to the book of Exodus. Yeah, we're going to look at another leader here. And this is Exodus chapter 3. Mm-hmm. And we see that in the book of Exodus, which is chapter 3, we know that this is Moses. Yeah, Moses was another leader that God was actually using. Yeah, he was another one. And God appeared to Moses at the burning bush, and he knew that the bush was never consumed. That's one thing Moses paid attention to. The bush never burnt up. It just kept on burning, and it kept on burning. Yeah. What a mighty God, huh? Can he get your attention? Yeah, he can get your attention. Oh, when nobody else can get your attention, our God, he can get your attention. Yeah. Look at verse 4. And it says here, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him, talking about Moses, and he said, from within the bush, he said, Moses, call his name, huh? Can you imagine? God calling your name. Moses, he says. Look at that. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. He has the ability to get your attention, and then after he gets your attention, he will call your name. Yeah. Let's go to verse 11. Verse 11, we're just going to drop right over, right into the meat of this. And in verse 11, it says, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go
to Pharaoh
and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Oh, this is a big question. Who am I? Think about that. How many times do you put doubt on you? How many times do you get up in the morning and you just declare you're going to have a bad day? How many times do you speak the negative words over yourself? Yeah, you're not a defeated fool. You're not alone with this. I want you to see this today. I want you to see leaders have done it also. And the leaders that have done this have achieved things. They have knocked the ball out of the park, so to speak. Yeah. Yes. Even though with Elijah, when he was having that, he became overwhelmed, or he had that depression state, or he needed to just be quiet. Not too long after that, Elijah got up. Yeah. He got up. He didn't stay down. Yes, and he went and he slaughtered those false prophets. Oh, yes. He was always, always about our Father's business. Even though he had to have downtime. He had to be quiet sometime. Yeah. So look here. We see where Moses right here is saying, who am I? I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Verse 12, and God said, I will be with you. Mm-hmm. And this will be the sign to you that is I who have sent you. Now this is what he's telling Moses. All you got to do is this. Know that I'm going to be with you. Me, I'm God. I'm going to be with you. You're not going to be alone. I just want everybody who's just listening to this today, just sit back. Just get quiet for a minute. God is saying, I'm going to be with you. Just like he was with Moses, he's with you too. He's with you right now. He's with you while you're listening to this particular lesson as he speaks to you. And he's telling you right now that I'm with you. No matter what that situation is that you're getting ready to deal with, no matter what you're going on, what going on in your life today, whatever you have dealt with last week, he is with you. You're not a defeated foe. You're not. Mm-hmm. And it says in verse 11, but who am I? How many times do we say, who am I? When somebody asks you to come up, we need you, brother, we need you, sister, to come and do such thing or come represent us. Well, how can I do that? God is with you. God is with you. You're never alone. You're never alone. Turn with me to chapter 4. Yeah, chapter 4, and we go right to verse 13, and it says, but Moses said, O Lord, please, listen to this, please send someone else to do it. Are you listening to me? Sounds familiar? Sounds familiar. When someone has come to you and asked you to do, have a task, there's something that we need you to do. No one else can. We can't find anyone else to do this. And you stand there, and you're very quiet, and you're humble, and you're agreeing in the presence that you're going to do it. But then you go in the back somewhere. You go in your quiet time, and you ask God, please send somebody else to do this. How many times have you done that? And you see, when you do this, what happens is, and God, again, God sees your potential, and he knows where your destiny is. He knows where your destiny lies. Remember, he's God. He knows the beginning, and he knows the end. Yeah. He said, El Shaddai. Come on now. He knows. So when we do this, what Moses is doing here in verse 13. Are we causing ourselves to miss out on the blessing that God has in store for us? Are we causing ourselves to miss out on the blessing that God has for us? Because we're feeling overwhelmed? We're feeling agitated? Are we feeling we don't have any hope? We can't do it? We don't have this ability? But God says we can do it. So what should we do? Should we fight our feeling and walk out on what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says? Or should we stand back and miss the opportunity to be blessed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What should we do? What should we do? We are not defeated, folks. I want you to know that. We are not. We are not defeated foes. And I have to keep saying that because some of us need to take and write that down, and we need to write it and look at that whenever something comes up. When we become overwhelmed, feel like we can't do it, we can't make it, we have no ability. I am not a defeated foe. I'm not defeated. Christ is with me. Yeah. In Revelations, turn with me, Revelations chapter 12. And we're going to wind down. Revelations chapter 12. And we're going to go to verse 11. We'll start off with verse 11. Mm-hmm. And verse 11, of course, we know Revelation is the last book. It's the last book of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it says Revelation begins with the message from Jesus to the seven churches of Asia and then describes what will happen both in heaven and on earth until the end of the world. That's the message that Revelation has. And so we're going to go with verse 11, and it says, and they put a mark on that because they is us. That's what they mean, us, you and me, and everyone that's listening. We will overcome him. Who is him? Satan, the enemy, the adversary, Lucifer, the evil one. Yeah. He will be overcome. Yeah. One, by the blood of the Lamb. Are you listening to that? Yeah. Two, and by the word of their testimony. Anybody got a testimony out there today? After listening to this lesson, anybody got a testimony? Yeah. A testimony about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or what God did for you last week, what God is doing for you now, what you're standing on, what you're believing, that God is working it out in your behalf. Anybody got a testimony? Yeah. In your heart. You know that it was nobody else. Nobody that could have did that. Nobody could have did it but God. Nobody. It was nobody else, because nobody else was humanly, no human could have done it. It had to have been God. That's your testimony. That's what you stand on. That's what you believe. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3, and it says, they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Glory to God. They were overcomers. That's us. We're the overcomers. Mm-hmm. We are the overcomers. We are the overcomers. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, therefore, it says, for us to rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. Wow. He said, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil, Lucifer, the evil one, has gone down. He done came down here. He said he done came down to you. Yeah, he's down here. This is where he was thrown out of heaven. So he's down here. Yeah. Yeah, he is filled filled with fury because he knows that his time, look at that, his time is short. His time is it's winding up. It's coming to an end. Because in the end, we will win. We will win. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to the believers, those who in Christ, those who have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to win. Mm-hmm. We're going to win. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And Satan knows that. He knows that his time is winding. He knows that he knows that in the end we're going to win, but he just don't want us to know. So he never says that to us. It's always negative. He always tell you, where is your God? Where is your God? And our answer should be, our God is ever present. He's in me. He walks with me. He talks with me a long life, narrow way. He never leaves me. He said he would never leave me, nor will he forsake me. And I stand on it, and I believe that within my heart. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looked like, I trust God. I had a situation recently that just happened, and everybody who knew me, knew that the situation, what was going on, they were calling with prayer and they were doing different things. And quite naturally, when you're in a certain situation, people want to hear your voice. They want to know where you at, where your mindset. And my mindset was on one thing. My mindset was, I trust God. Did you hear me? That's all I said. I trust God. I would lay down. I trust God. I would get up. I trust God. In my sleep, I trust God. And when you begin to put that word that I trust him, it's hard for the enemy to come in and try and pull that back. It's hard for him to try to come in and attack your mind because you're trusting God. And you're not leaning to your own understanding. You're trusting God. No matter what it looked like, you're trusting God. Woo! Hallelujah. You're not a defeated fool. You're not. Yeah. You're part of the royal priesthood. I want you to understand that. You're royal princes, royal priesthoods. Glory to God. You're in the royal family. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we're just grateful today. We're grateful, God. We're grateful for all your listeners, God. All the listeners, oh God. All the everyone who's a part of the kingdom, those who are striving, those who are seeking you, those who have a relationship with you. Oh Master, we come right now thanking you, God, for your word. We know that your word is true, oh God. And we ask in the name of Jesus. Let this word penetrate, oh God, in our hearts. Let it keep us, oh God. Let it seal our relationship with you. Let it be a daily walk with you, oh God. We need you, Master. Yeah. We can't get along without you. We lift up Pastor George, oh God. Yeah. We ask for your hedges of protection, oh God, as she travels to and fro. God, protect and keep. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. God, help us to see ourselves as you see us. Oh, God, help us to know that there is a destination that you have designed for us and that we're special in your eyes, oh, God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to remove those negative words and the negative thoughts, God, from us. Oh, God, we ask you right now to remind us that we are special and we're not a defeated foe. We're not defeated. That Satan is the one. He is a defeated foe. Oh, God, we ask you to keep us, God. Keep us under your care. Bless us, God. Bless our going in and bless our coming. Going out. Bless our uprising and our sitting down. Master, bless our homes, God. Bless our offsprings, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Bless us, God, that we may be a blessing to others. Oh God, we ask that you use us, oh God. Use us for your glory. Use us, oh God, that we may tell men, girls, and boys that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. And let them see you in us. Let us be the light shining in a dark world. Yeah. We thank you, God. We thank you for all the listeners. And we ask that you continue bless them, oh God. Bless them in all their endeavors, whatever they are. Yeah. In Jesus' holy name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, oh God. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit, oh God. And we thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. It's his name. Amen. We want to just remind everyone, Pastor George will be back with you on next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And this is Minister Janice, host of the host of Victorious Living. Hope to hear you on next Friday or come in and just sup with us. We'd be just tickled to have you with us. Yeah, yeah. We love the Lord. We love him. And our desire is to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah. So again, on next Sunday from 7 to 8, Pastor George will be back, and again, we want to just remind you to call someone, yeah, call someone else, and just share with them the word that you got today, yeah, because so many times we see people, sometimes our neighbors, they don't tell you they're defeated, but in the conversation, it's a conversation that's a defeated conversation. And you can hear it because there's so much of negative things, so much of negative thoughts. They're overwhelmed. Anxiety takes place many times. Yeah, things that they don't know how to do. They don't know how to handle certain things. Yeah. But our job is to let them know to trust God. Trust God. Mm-hmm. He will see them through. All they got to do is trust him. No matter what it looked like. And of course, the enemy will come and make it look real, real bad. But you trust God in spite of what it looked like. Just trust him. Mm-hmm. Lay down trusting him. Get up trusting him. All day, trust him. Yeah. No matter what it looked like. And you will live a victorious life. Yes, you will. Because you're not a defeated foe. Some of us were told that as children, yeah, that you amount to nothing, that you're a nobody. But you're in the royal family. Remember that. Mm-hmm. And Jesus loves you. Mm-hmm. He laid down his life for you. Yeah. He went to that old cross. He could have came down, but he stayed up there for the love that he had for you. Glory to God. How great. Yeah, the love that a man would lay down his life. He laid it down for us. Love, love. So never feel that you're not loved and you're not defeated. Amen. Have a blessed night.